What's up?
Nothing much. They can't answer you.
I think that they can sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, we do have a phone.
I mean, what? But how would they know the phone number?
You know what I mean? Maybe I could tell them.
Okay.
Our phone number is 413-559-6766.
That's 6766, not
6766. Welcome to our fabulous radio show.
It's not that fabulous.
Today, we are fabulously focusing on female bands.
I mean, I'm going to try and focus on female bands. It's kind of hard because there's not that many.
Obviously, you're not looking hard enough. I guess. I think that this kind of demonstrates what is inherently sexist about the music industry.
I mean, it's not
and
sexist.
And has been for a while. Also, a lot of the bands I was really inspired by kind of the emergence of the girl band coming from the 1960s. So I have a lot of music from the 1960s.
Yeah, and what about now? Do you have any?
I have a couple artists from now as well.
All right, because I have one, too. I have one that's at least all girls.
Oh, what is it?
It's Au Revoir, Simone.
You want to play it?
I'm going to play it.
Awesome.
I hope you guys like it.
I hope so, too.
I mean, you're going to like it. It's awesome.
I doubt it.
Thank you.
because that was actually, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, right? Girl bands.
Yeah, awesome. No, I really liked that, actually. And I just wanted to apologize to our listeners. There was some sort of internet radio error during that song.
So, John Bruner, if you're listening, there was an error.
Just FYI, John Bruner.
Yeah.
There was an error.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's my turn to play a song.
Okay.
And I actually, like I said before, I have a collection of songs that I really like, from kind of the 1960s and 70s.
Okay.
Of girl bands, because that was kind of when the girl rock band really came into play.
Are we just doing rock bands?
No, just doing any kind of band, but like rock and just kind of girl bands and the girl power, because before, you know, specifically rock, but a lot of other forms of music were dominated by men.
Mm-hmm.
So actually my first song I'm gonna choose is kind of a, you know, stay strong song by a pretty cool lady.
Is it just one lady or is she
she's the headliner, but they're, you know, she does have a backup band.
Can I tell you a story right now?
What?
So I was watching this music documentary. I forget who the artist was, but he was in Electric Light Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And he has a solo record out right now. And I saw the music video for it, and he got all these people who look exactly like him to play all the instruments in his backup band. They cut their beards the same way and everything. They looked exactly the same. It was weird. I didn't understand it.
So it was like in the styling, or they were him?
They might have just been him.
Like he taped himself playing a bunch of different instruments, and then they...
No, that couldn't have been it. That's not possible.
That is possible.
They'd have to use it's magic totally or something.
Haven't you ever seen the Hey Ya music video?
What's that?
Okay.
Yeah. It's like the same thing. They all look exactly the same.
They're all the same person.
Yeah, it's like they're the same person.
No, but
yeah, exactly.
Are. Okay, never mind.
All right.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Yeah, that was cool, I guess.
Yeah, she's like girl power. Like, just keep walking, bro. Just keep going.
What does that mean?
I mean, she's strong enough to function on her own.
She's strong enough to walk? Is that like woman empowerment?
No, she's telling them to walk on by, whoever hurt her.
Oh, so they couldn't walk.
Just keep going. She didn't want you around here anymore.
Oh, okay. I guess I understand. Seems a little foreign concept.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play a song, and it's kind of ironic, because ironicism is cool. It's like...
No respect.
I know, right?
Our fact checker has no respect.
I get no respect.
No respect.
Yeah. But it's ironic, because it's a girl-fronted group, but the name of the song is Man.
Is she talking about a man in a song?
Probably, yeah.
Then why would that be ironic?
Because it's like the girl hour and the name of the song is Man.
Alright, play it.
Fine. You just don't think I'm funny. I think I'm pretty funny.
Yeah, no, that was very funny.
What?
That was very funny.
Yeah, but you're just being condescending now.
I'm not being condescending, I swear.
You swear?
I swear.
You're crossing your fingers.
No, I'm not.
Alright, all of our listeners out there. She's crossing our fingers.
That's ridiculous. Why would I do that?
Because you're evil in the most simple terms. You're evil. That was cool.
Sorry. I have a cough, everyone out there.
I don't think anyone cares.
That's why I'm not kind of as loud as I normally am. I'm a little sick. Okay.
I'll count it off.
Bye.
One, two, three, go. I got a man who makes me walk heel. I got a man who makes me walk heel.
So, fact checker, I have a fact for you to check.
Fact check.
Are you extremely rude in leaving the yurt without even saying goodbye? Yes? Okay, cool.
And slamming the door.
I know.
Interrupting our radio program, which so many lovely listeners are listening to.
Well, if they're listeners, they're probably listening. And if they're lovely, they're listening to this show.
Lovely listeners.
Because this is the best show on the yurt.
Too true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I really like that song, actually. I think maybe we're bonding over this female empowerment day.
I mean, we should have a male empowerment day.
We did. That was last week.
Didn't feel very empowering. You just played a lot of boy bands that are very, like, non-manly.
They're empowered. They're in touch with their emotions.
It's boy bands, all right? Not man
bands. No, they were men. They're men.
Like, boys
but
to men?
But just because they should not be limited by the generalization of boy band just because that's the genre that they fit into as a group.
But it
that doesn't mean they're not
them,
men.
But
you're a shut-in, but you shouldn't be like limited by that title.
But you limit me by that title all the time.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm talking about society. I'm not talking about me specifically.
Oh, so I mean, I specifically should be able to put them in that box because I'm not society then, right? Boom.
No, that's different because you're kind of ugly. So.
Oh, harsh.
That's different.
I mean, okay, fine.
You know who's not ugly? Do you know who's not ugly?
I don't know. I don't even. Okay.
The Shangri-Las. The creators of the Twist and Shout song.
Who?
The Shangri-Las.
The Shangri-Las.
The Shangri-Las.
The Shangri-Las.
Shangri-Las.
The Shangri-Las.
Excuse me?
What?
What?
Excuse me?
That was so rude.
I'm sorry. You just called me ugly.
Yeah, but that was true.
Yeah, so your speech is a true thing.
But for some reason, they're not wanting to play right now.
I guess because they're too ugly for your computer.
Interesting.
It's not interesting. It's kind of boring.
Okay, well, we're not going to play them right now. Right. Instead, let's jump to the future. Let's see what Regina Spektor is doing with her life, you know?
Gotcha.
She
doesn't seem like she's doing much of anything at all.
Hey, she's a really cool lady, but for some reason, the Yurt's internet connection is not what it used to be 2 minutes ago.
It's really gone downhill since then.
It really has. And this is kind of an atrocity.
A what?
An atrocity, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
So that means that I'm just going to have to play a different female artist.
Okay.
And that female artist is going to be Amy LeVere, and it's going to be, You Can't Keep Me.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Not actually.
Against my will, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't break no deal. You can't make me stay. I'm not your pet. I'm gonna break the chain you have tied around my neck. I'm stomping out of here. I hope the dish is right.
This song just won't end.
I liked it.
All right, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, right?
Kind of spunky, you know.
she's all girl powering it up.
Word. I think
my lady.
You know, since I'm the resident male in our duo.
Okay.
I mean, I'm the closest thing we have, so.
I feel like I'm closer, even though I'm a woman.
Hmm. You know, we'll have to let our listeners make an image of that in their mind. But I'm thinking that I'm going to have some, you know, male perspectives on the female, you know.
What does that even mean?
Like, I'm going to have some songs about girls.
That's not by the boys. Theme.
But I'm going to, you know.
Don't spin. You have a whole bunch of requests to play?
I mean, I can play
them like
afterwards.
A very nice lady has been requesting some songs, and you're ignoring them.
All right. It is my job as a radio DJ to take requests and play them, but it is also, there comes a time when a DJ needs to veto a request for just a moment.
What are you trying to say about those requests? Are you saying they're not relevant? Because I feel like they're a lot more relevant than what you're trying to do right now.
I'm just trying to play some Sinatra right now.
Okay, you can play some Sinatra, but we need to remember that he was a womanizer and may have had ties to the mafia.
That's a pretty bold accusation.
It's true. Also, he slept with Elizabeth Taylor.
Was she hot?
Do you not know who Elizabeth Taylor is?
Well, if she's hot, maybe I know who she is. But if not, I probably have no idea.
Okay, just play the Sinatra. See, he wouldn't ask you that.
All right. Because he was a womanizer?
He still wouldn't ask that.
But, yeah. So, male perspective.
So, you're worse.
The most beautiful girl in the world picks my ties out, she eats my candy, she drinks my brandy. Most beautiful girl in the world, the most beautiful star in the world. She isn't Garbo, isn't Dietrich, but a sweet trick who can make me believe it's a beautiful world. Social, not a bit, natural kind of wit. She'd shine anywhere, and she hasn't got platinum hair. The most beautiful house in the world has a mortgage. What do I care? It's goodbye care when my slippers are next to the ones that belong to the one and only beautiful girl in the world.
So, what do you think about that as, you know, a counterpoint to your female artists?
I felt kind of like it was a little bit condescending.
It wasn't condescending.
Belittling.
It wasn't belittling. You know, was just saying, oh, you know,
she's the most beautiful girl in the world because she did all this crap for him and she's pretty.
Well, I mean, what else does beauty consist of?
What about inner beauty?
I've never seen it. So
you know what has inner beauty?
What?
People that have the ability to have fun.
Like,
let loose.
Like who?
Like the Shangri-Las.
Oh, you think they're back from their vacation?
Oh, they're back.
Yeah?
They're back.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah. Let's see if
I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'm so ready.
Is it gonna... They're not back from their vacation.
You see, there's like a beach ball.
The spinning beach ball? Most of our listeners know what that spinning beach ball means. It means that we're having.
Okay, no, I think it's working now, though.
It's not working.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on.
Maybe I should just play another song.
I don't think you should play another song. I think that's probably a really bad idea.
I mean, we have some requests to get to.
Do we? How are you going to get to them?
I don't know. I'll find a way.
Exactly. How are you going to get to them?
All right. Let's play another song.
I'm trying.
There's a lot of pressure. Our listeners are expecting, you know, a certain level.
Well, you know who is always a lady?
Who?
Blondie.
There's guys in the band.
But she is the main focus.
That's just because she's hot and blonde.
It doesn't matter who else is in the band as long as Blondie's there.
Oh, so you're saying that men don't matter.
The men are stupid.
Oh, okay. I see what's going on here. You're just mad at me.
I'm not.
Okay. Play.
I can't. Oh, yes, I can.
I don't think it's working.
I think maybe my computer is taking a little nap.
It's not taking a nap. It's more like having a stroke.
Yeah, it's having a stroke.
I think I'm just going to play a song.
Yep. All right.
And we'll...
Right, you play a song. We'll take it from there. And I'm going to do something right now.
Okay.
Shy, shy, shy. My hips, they lie.
That was hypnotizing.
Yeah, the message of that song was dance.
Dance, 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 dance. All right, well, I'm going to try for my third and final time to, you know, play another example of awesome girl band.
Maybe it's because I put honey in your keyboard while you were sleeping.
I told you not to do that again.
I mean, I just thought it would be funny. Are your fingers sticky?
They're always sticky.
Why are they always sticky?
Because I take a bath in honey every day. Duh.
That's so gross.
Make your skin soft.
Yeah, but it also makes your skin sticky.
Well, but you wash off the stick.
But apparently not, because it's all over your hands.
Which is because you put it on my keyboard.
You said they were always sticky, though.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Where's your proof?
Fact checker.
Fact checker, check the facts. Am I right? Or is Fred?
I don't know.
All right. Our fact checker is too fat to fact check.
Fat checker?
Okay. It's time for my song.
All right.
It's going.
Beatles version is better.
You are a misogynist pig.
That doesn't mean, I'm just saying their music is better.
I'm not saying you're a misogynist pig because of what you just said. I'm just saying.
But how can I be a misogynist pig and a shut-in at the same time?
Well, you know, you're just really great at multitasking, I guess.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
We're going to take care of some of our return listeners right now.
Return listeners!
And we are going to stop.
Beep, boop.
We're going to do a request.
You just probably talk like a robot.
I'm not going to talk like
a robot.
I'm not going to talk like a robot.
Beep.
I'm just going to
beep, 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 beep.
Play this song.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
I'm going to play this
beep,
song.
Beep.
I'm going to play. I'm going to play this song that
it's a robot.
Just so you guys,
beep, boop, beep, boop.
Just so you guys know, you can.
Beep.
All right, go back to your own microphone.
Beep, boop, beep.
All right, just so you guys know,
beep, beep, beep.
You can totally call
beep,
in.
Boop, beep.
Shut up. Just so you guys know, if you want to call in and like give us a request or something like that, all you
or
gotta
just
do is
comment on us.
Oh yeah, you could.
Like you could be like, beep boop beep boop, and actually dialing, and then you like. Ring,
I mean, there's
ring.
More numbers than three
and
numbers.
And then I pick up the phone, and you're like, I just wanted to say that Fred is ugly, and Susie's the coolest person ever.
That's what
I
our listeners would
done.
Say. Cool. So, but if you want to do that, you gotta call 413-559-6766.
It's true.
It's 413. Get your pens out.
Pens.
413-559-6766. And you can like shoot us a request, say you love us, say you hate, you know, this annoying person that's sitting right next to me right now. Anything
what?
You want.
I'm sorry, you're just talking so long that I fell asleep.
You might even get on the air. Okay, I'm gonna play my song so you can shut up.
Chicago way. He had a pokey style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot dilly out a toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie boogie bugle, he was busy as a bzzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot 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 da toot da da toot toot. He blows it a to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night. Wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet. Because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 da. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
That was beautiful.
That's kind of like a tongue twister there, isn't
it? That was a total tongue twister.
Boogie
like
woogie
red
bugle
leather,
boy.
Red leather, yellow leather, but like longer.
What?
Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather?
You say it really fast.
Red. I can't
exactly.
Even.
Exactly.
You
can't even get through the first.
I mean,
first
I could if
it.
I really wanted to.
Okay.
But.
So that was
to.
A really happy song.
Yeah. Oh, well, not really.
I'm going to play a little, my kind of a spiteful song.
I mean,
right
it's
now.
Not that happy. It's just a beat. I mean, it's about someone going into the army. He got drafted. He's probably going to die.
Yeah, but it's a happy song about drafts.
And dying.
Yeah. This right, one
that's
is
a new one.
Kind of a spiteful song about stealing people's boyfriends.
Oh, cool.
Very representative of women, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
that's all they do.
That's
really.
All they do.
So that was, yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about that. It's kind of a mean song.
I mean,
yeah, it's. I guess
the only way to respond to that song would be like to say, "This bitch."
You okay. Know? Yeah, I guess so. I think
that's the voice you make when you're humoring me.
But yeah, I was because you're stupid.
Whoa.
So I'm.
I go to college.
It doesn't mean you're smart. There's plenty of stupid people that go to college.
It means I'm smart.
Doesn't mean that at all. I mean, you go to Hampshire College.
Come on. What are you trying to say about Hampshire?
It's a lot of stupid people.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, it's weird.
It's time for dinner.
Whatever. We'll just go with it.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah.
A lot about female empowerment.
Anyway, I'm think I'm going to play a response by an all-guy band.
What? Gee, you're just not going with the theme now.
Yeah, but
it's a little offensive.
I feel like it's like accurate because
I
that
feel
was
like it's just because you are not aware of female composers enough to create a playlist full of females.
I mean, I could play another female song right now.
And do it.
I don't want to.
I dare you.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Watch me. I'll
do it.
I'll fucking
do it.
It.
I'll just watch
I'm gonna
you.
Fucking
do it.
It.
I'm watching. Jeez.
All right, here. Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
I knew that you had a flame.
So, are you happy now that I played that song by a female artist?
It's very relaxing. I almost fell asleep.
Yeah, well, I mean, you shouldn't have fallen. Okay, cool. Whatever. Yeah, so...
This is a little less relaxing because it's a woman wondering if a man will still love her in the morning. Is it just after the sex, or does he want something more emotional?
Are you sure it's sex? Maybe they just had coffee.
All right, well, maybe it's coffee.
Well, they wouldn't go to sleep if they had coffee because it would keep them up all night. Unless they had decaf.
Decaf.
Yeah.
Will he love her after the decaf?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I ask myself that every time I drink decaf coffee with a man.
That's weird. You should just play your song because I feel uncomfortable.
It's playing.
I'm guessing that if she had decaf with him, he'll probably still love her.
Yeah, she has a pretty voice.
I mean, just because decaf's a very sensual drink, you know what I mean?
You think decaf's a sensual drink?
Yeah.
I think that maybe, like...
I
guess it depends on what kind of sensuality you want, because there's, like, Red Bull, which is, you know, sensual.
No,
Red Bull's not sensual. But there's also, like, red wine, which is sensual. I never thought of... decaf coffee as a sensual drink.
I mean, it just promotes intimacy. You know what I mean?
Does it?
It does. It definitely does. Just by the fact that it's, you know, decaf coffee, you know?
I don't.
Okay.
I mean,
I guess it's because you go to Hampshire. You're not that smart. So
yeah, well, I don't have a lot of experience in the sensuality department.
I mean,
I go to Hampshire.
Yeah, I mean, and you drink a lot of, you know, regular coffee.
I do. I drink a lot of regular coffee.
You just don't understand
the
world
sensuality
of
decaf.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a good title for something, like a romantic comedy or something. The sensuality of decaf.
It sounds like a really annoying, pretentious comedy.
All right, why don't you play your next song?
All right, I think this is going to be our last song, actually.
What?
Yeah, I mean... time's up.
Maybe our second to last song.
No, I mean, like, I'm going to play a 4 minute song.
You play a 4 minute song?
I mean, it's almost 4 minutes. No, it's like,
I don't get to play another song.
I mean, it kind of wraps up everything.
Okay,
pretty,
fine, play it.
Pretty tight.
If I'm not happy with it, I'm going to play another song.
All right, I mean.
Okay, go.
What if the.
Just go.
There's going to be.
Go, you're wasting time.
Fine, whatever. I'm wasting your time, not wasting
my
time.
Thanks for listening, guys. We love you all. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you next week.
We won't see you because
we'll
it's radio.
You. We can see you.
We won't hear you either.
Oh, we'll see you.
Oh, okay. Cool. To get to know you. Do you ever wonder? No, 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 you girls never know. Oh, no, you girls never know. No, you girls never know. How you may want to be you, you girls never know. Oh, no, you girls never know. No, you girls never know. Your cigarette and kiss me. Kiss me where your eye won't meet me. Meet me where your eye won't flick me. Flick your mind at night so briefly. Oh, you know you're so sweetly. Oh, you know I know that I love you. I mean I need to love. Oh, you girls never know.